AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's been some movement today toward a potential end to the Iran war. Ed Donahue has the latest developments.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump is sending envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan to meet with Iran's foreign minister.
We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting, and we will see. And the president, the vice president, the secretary of state will be waiting here in the United States for updates.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Islamabad. The Trump administration is placing economic sanctions on a major China-based oil refinery and roughly 40 shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. These sanctions come just a few weeks before President Trump and China's Xi Jinping are due to meet in China. Malaysia's prime minister says his government is in talks with Iran to allow two Malaysian-owned tankers carrying fuel supplies to pass through. The vessels have exited the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oil prices little changed. Brent crude settling above $105 per barrel. Gasoline prices jumped close to 3 cents. AAA puts the national average just below $4.06 per gallon. On Wall Street, Intel saw its best day since 1987, its stock soaring more than 23% thanks to a blowout profit report. The S&P climbed 0.8%, again hitting a new closing high. The Nasdaq rallied 1.6% to its own record. However, the Dow closed down 79 points, about 0.2%. And Sagar Magani reports,
a three-judge panel has blocked the president's executive order suspending asylum access. It says immigration laws give people the right to apply for asylum at the border, and the president cannot simply get around that. The opinion stems from the president declaring the southern border situation was an invasion of America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. 8 teams are still waiting to make their first selection in the NFL draft tonight after an opening round that featured a flurry of trades. Just 16 of the 32 picks were made by the original teams that owned them. Gethin Coolbaugh recaps who went.
Fernando Mendoza's journey from overlooked two-star recruit to the top of the NFL draft is complete after the Las Vegas Raiders took him with the first pick on Thursday night.
Whatever team was going to select me would be a good fit, but deep down in my heart, I knew the Raiders were most likely going to be the best fit.
The 22-year-old QB and Heisman Trophy winner led Indiana to its first national championship. He skipped the draft in Pittsburgh to celebrate at home in Miami. The Jets drafted edge rusher David Bailey second overall. Running back Jeremiah Love went third to the Cardinals, Carnell Tate went fourth to the Titans, and edge rusher Arvell Reese fifth to the Giants. QB Ty Simpson went number 13 to the Rams. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.